We begin with breaking news from the UK, where it's been confirmed that Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a confidence vote later on Monday. The challenge to his leadership has been triggered by discontent within his own Conservative Party. Johnson has faced calls to resign over a series of scandals. It includes a number of parties held during the height of the UK's coronavirus lockdown. A Conservative Party official says that he's received enough letters by MPs for the vote.
The threshold of 15% of the parliamentary party seeking a vote of confidence in the Prime Minister has been passed. Therefore, a vote of confidence will take place within the rules of the 1922 committee. That vote will take place this evening in the House of Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock, and we will announce the result shortly thereafter. There will be arrangements for proxy votes for any colleagues who can't be present in person in Westminster, and we'll notify colleagues of those arrangements in the near future.
Al Jazeera's Jonah Hull joins us now on the line from London. Jonah, we have to make it clear here that this isn't a wider parliamentary vote of confidence in Boris Johnson. This is his own party, and it's about his leadership. And if he's removed as leader after that vote, then he can no longer be Prime Minister.
That's right. This is a secret ballot conducted among Conservative Party MPs. It is an in-person vote, albeit a secret vote. There is a ballot box specifically for this very purpose. It hasn't happened very often in the past, but it'll be hauled out of the cupboards in the 1922 committee room in the House of Commons, where MPs, Tory MPs, regularly meet. And for that two-hour period, they will file in and out of the 1922 committee room and cast their votes as to whether they believe Boris Johnson should continue as their leader, whether they continue to have confidence in him as the leader of the party and, of course, the leader of the country. Now, there is a magic number. We've already had one magic number, 54, triggering this vote. The next magic number is 180. That is 50% plus one of the parliamentary party MPs who must show confidence in the Prime Minister in order for him to continue. We are told by Graham Brady, the chairman of the 22 committee, that the count will happen immediately after the vote this evening and that an announcement of the result will take place shortly thereafter. If, of course, Boris Johnson does retain the confidence of a majority of MPs, his authority will be dented, no doubt, but he will continue then as Prime Minister and will be safe, in theory, from this sort of challenge for a further 12 months under the rules as they are now. If he loses that vote, well, then his time as Prime Minister will be up. It will trigger a potentially lengthy leadership contest within the Conservative Party that could go on through the summer, and it's expected that he would continue as a caretaker Prime Minister until a new leader is elected.
After controversies that date back months now, why is this vote of confidence happening now?
Well, it's all come to a head in the last few weeks, really, perhaps a couple of months, over the Lordly Partygate scandal parties that took place in Downing Street and other government buildings during periods of lockdown. He was found, Boris Johnson himself, to have illegally taken part in one event by the police. Then there was a report by a senior civil servant, Sue Gray, that found failures of leadership at the top of Number 10 Downing Street and a culture of drinking. There were questions, there are still questions over whether Boris Johnson lied to Parliament, an offence that would require his resignation. But finally, on top of all of this, in the last couple of weeks, new polling that shows the party is likely to lose two key by-elections in the next couple of weeks that suggest Boris Johnson is no longer the electoral asset that he once was, the man who powered this party to victory in 2019. And ultimately, that will be the crucial test for MPs. If they believe he is no longer the electoral asset he was, well, then they will want him gone.
Al Jazeera's Jonah Hull reporting live there from London. Jonah, many thanks indeed.